That's right, welcome back to Bayhouse Buzz, everybody. It is lovely to see you. It is season three, episode four. Again, hands don't work. Can say words. Four, we think, maybe three or four, which means we're getting closer and closer. Tick tock. It is three. I thought it was three. Yeah. It's a magic number. We're getting closer and closer to losing the lovely Bayhouse Buzz current team, the pioneers of the Buzz. So this will be the last Buzz episode that they record with me. Sad times for. Not. So what they would like to say is they actually got their Hot Chocolate Friday. Yes, enough of you put pressure on me to get them into their Hot Chocolate Friday. What did you have, guys?
Hot chocolate.
Marshmallows and cream.
Who had marshmallows? Who got marshmallows, yeah? Again, it's our final episode with them, but they still haven't learned that putting their hands up doesn't show up on a podcast, which is awesome. So everyone had hot chocolate with marshmallows. Who had whipped cream? Often yes, a bit controversial.
Yes.
Everyone? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It was all, everyone had like whipped cream, marshmallows and then like chocolate.
Oh, there's a chocolate powder as well. Yeah. Ooh, bougie this week. Now, we have an extra voice in the room this week. I'm going to introduce you Alison Butler. Let's say everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Alison is the guest and honourable judge of our Spring Shot Photography Competition that we have done the judging of this week. It's been a tough week, hasn't it?
It has. So many good entries. Ooh.
So hard. We had, I think it's over 80 entries in the end. Most of them from 1 year 8. No, I'm just kidding. But 1 year 8 did do a lot of photography that was really lovely. But we had over 80 entries, which were really tough to sort of narrow down and sift through. But in a moment, we are going to announce the winners of the competition, who will be receiving a £20 Amazon gift voucher.
Ooh!
You guys are rubbish at the audience participation. I'm just saying. Looking forward to the next team, just saying. How's your week been this week? All right, everyone?
Yeah.
Hungry.
Pretty boring.
Jack, as always, is hungry. Luke is saying his was boring.
Had a mock yesterday.
Which mock did you have yesterday? Was it mine? Yeah. So I was like, wasn't it me? Yeah. How did you find the second paper?
I was actually okay.
Yeah. A bit harder.
Yeah.
But it just applying the knowledge to different cases. I did, yeah, all right. Did anyone else want a bit more mock exam action? Just open it, Jack. It's fine. We don't mind. We know we're opening stuff online. It's our lunch break, everybody. What? How is anyone else on a bit more exam stuff? Everyone feeling prepped for their? Yeah. He's ready to do it now.
It's just been revision, and revision constantly.
Yeah. I just want to get it over with.
Same.
Yeah. This time next week, the first one's done, isn't it?
Yeah. Friday next week.
Depends on the subject.
True.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I think we've got one on Wednesday, haven't we? That's just IGCSE English,
yeah.
And that's just for very few people. And then we've got a few more
on Thursday.
On Thursday.
And drama.
Worldviews and drama. So Jack's got quite a heavy early timetable, so it sounds like you've got a Wednesday and a Thursday. Yeah, so but it'll be underway, and actually just getting it started is always really good because it gets that sort of, and what's it going to be like, when's it going to start? It's exactly the same as the mocks, okay? It really is, there's no different. That's why we do the mocks, to make you feel comfortable with what we're doing. Okay, so let me just switch, I'm going to swerve shortly over to our fantastic votes for schools. How do we find the vote this week? Did we do? I know you're getting close to the end, so you might not have done it.
Oh, I didn't do it.
Didn't do yours because you might be revising. That's fine.
We spoke about it, but we didn't vote because Sir's laptop was playing out.
Oh, technology. We were talking about this just off air, guys, because I'm rubbish with technology, as you've probably noticed. So this week's was actually, do we take cybercrime seriously? And it's sort of looking at the vulnerabilities of the spending so much time online and revealing so much information about yourself online. Actually, it can be really challenging to make sure you're not being taken advantage of and you're not giving out too much. Don't when you do like a BuzzFeed quiz and it asks you loads of stuff about yourself. Sometimes you can do those posts on Facebook or posts online that actually you end up revealing your security questions. Like what was the name? Reveal your personality by putting in the name of your first pet. Well, that's one of the security questions you get asked when you have a bank account. Your mother's maiden name will tell you what colour your eyes are. No, it won't. And don't give that information out on the internet. So there's an awful lot of those things that float around. So the question was really focused on, you know, are we really taking it seriously enough? And it was posed by a lot of different organisations. It was sort of the Met Police wanted to know, PSYOPs, which is one of the security organisations for the internet. Actually, we're kind of looking into this one and the government as well. So it will be interesting to see how the vote's turning out. Let me just check out the vote pack right now. At the moment, with just 3 hours left to vote, results are coming through. Let me see where my results have gone. I could never do this right, because I'm a technophobe, which is why I'll be fine. View results, here we go. So, loading, we've got 866 votes in from our school so far, and it's looking fairly sort of similar to the national picture. So at the moment, we've got 65% of our schools saying, no, we don't take it very seriously, cybercrime very seriously. And that is 65% in Hampshire and 63% nationally. So actually, we're reflecting the national picture there. What do you think schools could do or parents could do, as we have a parent and guest in with us, to help you be more aware of cybercrime, do you think?
I think people give away too much information on social media. Yeah. Me, for example, I wouldn't post my son in his school uniform because then everyone knows where he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Wait, outside the gates. Oh, hi.
It's just little things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Did anyone else have that when they were the first day at school photograph, their parents maybe put a little smiley face over the badge at school or something like that? No? Okay,
they
interesting.
They just never posted it because it would too much of a risk even if it was the badge was covered.
Okay, absolutely. I think our uniform was quite distinctive. Let's not go there. But our uniform was quite distinctive. Yeah. So actually, there's no other schools in the area that have the polo shirt. Everyone else has got a more formal, smart uniform. So it would be quite obvious, wouldn't it? How else do you think, what do you guys reckon we could do? So from your voices, what could we do to help you be more aware of the risks of sharing? Because doing an assembly is nothing, is it? It's just go, yeah, in one ear, out the other.
I think people just need to pay more attention to how things are worded and stuff, because you get phishing quite a lot and whatnot. My dad does IT for a job, and he's always picking out the things that are wrong, because if something looks dodgy about an email or a phrase or something, just bin it off, don't do it.
Absolutely. And also, it will say when it pops into your inbox, it will say something like Barclays Bank, but then when you click on the address itself, it's got a load of letters and a number and a .au. The address is always really, really questionable. Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely right. It's a really good point to raise it. Actually being really... So actually read the email, and it might ask you to click on this link and enter your bank details now. Your bank will never ask you to do that. They just plain won't. So... you know, don't panic about it. I think we have our final presenter. Stanley, not right now, my darling. We're in the middle of recording, but I'll be with you in a bit. That was Stan, everybody, coming for his little guest spot on the podcast. So essentially, you've got to be really mindful of what you're sharing and actually what pops into your inbox. Text messages about deliveries are a really big one, actually. I keep getting these. Like, oh, your Amazon parcel hasn't been delivered and they've been diverted. Click on this link and enter, and it's like your payment information, and you're giving away all your card details. So there's a lot of scams about deliveries going on at the minute, where we're now shopping online a lot more. That has been something they've taken over scamming about.
One scam message I've seen quite a bit more is where people, you get a message and it says, like, oh, hi, Mum, I've lost my phone.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't have a kid, I don't know.
Yeah, and block. So, I often get iTunes ones, your iTunes receipt and things. So those you can send to phishing addresses. So for those of you who caught someone's comment earlier, phishing is P-H-I-S, H-I-N-G. It's not phishing with actual fish.
Like Ben and Jerry's fish food.
Yeah, it's like Ben and Jerry's fish food, exactly that. And it is like fishing for compliments. It is looking for, it is sort of putting a hook out there to see what you can bite. And that's why it's called phishing. Be aware. Most organisations like your banks, iTunes, Apple, all those guys have phishing reporting addresses you can email things to make them aware of where these things are coming from. And they can then attack it with their own cybercrime divisions, which is they all have to have to tackle this. Oh, we need to move on, don't we, into... Have we had any fixtures this week?
Yes, we have.
Excellent. Kate's got some results. And I know I'm going to kind of jump ahead of you, because next week I know that we've got a big final coming up for our Year 10 team. So we've got a massive final coming up. I'm driving minibuses of spectators over to a big local venue. It's going to be really exciting, so I'm looking forward. I am really hoping I get to report on a win next week. What we had?
So Year 7 boys lost 7-2.
Oh, sorry, boys. Do we know who to?
No.
Okie dokie. Still keep not telling us the opposition, don't they?
I think that was Year 8 netball. I just didn't quite remember that. Won 13-1 against Fairham.
Lush. Nice. Nicely done. So 13-1 for the girls. Well done.
Year 8 boys football lost 5-1 against Portchester.
Not a great week for the footballers. Okay.
And Year 11 football also lost 3-2 against Brookfield.
Well, that's a much closer result. They were nice to try. I think the Year 11 might well be a little bit diverted onto other things, but yeah. Okay, any more for us, Kate?
No, but the Hampshire Cup final is against Wildon next Tuesday.
So. Excellent. Yeah, it is, and we are really looking forward to going over. And it's going to be a tight match, I think. It's going to be really close. So we're wishing all our luck to the Year 10 team. Good luck, lads. Make us proud, bring the trophy home. Looking forward to it. Oh, now, as one of our entrants is in the room, we should probably move on to our spring shot photography competition winners. We narrowed it down, didn't we, to about 12, I think we had in the end, 12 as our shortlist, and we scored them out of 10. We scored them for sort of how much they were bringing spring to the table, and also their general composition and their skills of photography in total. So we had 12 runners-up, and the 12 we kind of... We were really hard pushed to break it down, but I'm going to tell you kind of who were our 12. So we had Olivia Barber, actually a couple were from the same people. So we had Olivia Barber, we had Lacey Hope Hetherington, Arthur Tatum, Sophia Mail, we had Naya Trotman, we had Eniola Adisa, we had Eniola Adisa again, Emily O, Kate Lambert, our very own Kate, who entered two, and Emily O again. And our winner with a beautiful shot of, from Stokes Bay, we think, of just water on the pebbles with a very spring sunset happening is Emily O from Gilkicker. Can we give Emily a big round of applause, please? Alison, what are your thoughts about this shot as our resident photography expert?
I love this photo. I love the focus on the stones, the water, the colours were lovely. Just the way she's broken the picture up, you know, where it's not just the sunset, it's the land as well. It's, yes, lovely landscape.
The real sense of elements in this as well. Yeah. I'm going to turn it around so everyone can see the winning shot, because otherwise these guys can't see it. It is really lovely. I think the sort of this, the sky, the water, the fire in the sun,
rocks.
It's just rocks, yes. You get the earth from the rocks from Jack. It's a really lovely shot, and I think technically very good as well. Yeah. My husband was just like, the use of light in that is lovely. It was almost like a long exposure on that one, just because you could see kind of that misty water you get, but not quite. But just lovely from Emily. So well done, and that is a £20 Amazon voucher and 50 points to Gilkicker and to Emily. Good job. But our second place was our very own... Where has he gone? Where's my first B? This was the first B. Now, we had some really lovely comments about this. This is our very own Emily O again. So she got second place as well, with a picture of a bee taking flight out of sort of a very barren soil. And Mr. Taylor, who was one of our art team, was like, it's almost like the struggle of spring against winter. That sort of really early spring when you see that first bee and you're like, oh, it's coming, the summer's coming, I can feel the warmth. Any thoughts from you, Alison?
It was cleverly shot. I mean, she's got the movement in the wings as well, which is really difficult to do with like a bee in flight, unless it's like a low shutter speed sort of thing. Really cleverly done. Lovely.
So she's quite clearly a talented photographer. She got first and second. And when we were judging, we took the names out, so we didn't know who it was. So it was first and second. And then we do come to our very own Kate, who was third with one of her spring photographers. We love the daisies, the spring daisies. Very funny. So Kate actually put a metal spring within the daisies. We will put all these on our social media feed. I'm going to do an upload later so our listeners can see the finalists. All right, so do you want to give Kate some feedback while she's sat here?
Spring within spring, isn't it?
It was delicious.
It's a really lovely photo. I like that you thought outside the box. Just really cleverly thought out.
There's also some really lovely colour in this one as well. The pinks and the greens are really giving you that spring vibe. Let me turn it around so you guys can see what Kate submitted for us. Oh, very nice. Can you see the comedy? I knew Jack would get it. Jack gets the comedy. Really, really nice. And actually Kate submitted two as well. And her other one was not quite as successful. It was a dandelion that had gone to seed. She got that lovely dandelion clock. And that was a lovely... I liked the sun on the grass in this one. And the fact it was within the spring. So the same spring was in there. But not quite as cleverly shot. So that's why it wasn't as successful. But alongside Kate, because actually this was such a tough one. She got 30 points out of the potential 40. Alongside Kate, there were other ones as well. So we had one which was called Hebe Flower from Arthur Tatum. Also in Gilkicker. Which was another one with a bee in it.
Yeah.
I love bees are... Definitely, kind of the spring is coming, the summer's coming, the world is warming up. It's so nice. So another bee with the Hebe flowers. He put a little narrative on his entry. This it was actually taken in his nan's garden, and he did a few. And actually, this was the strongest one that he submitted to us. That was that one, the Hebe flower. And then this was the swans. The reflection in the swan shot. This was one of Miss Coates' favourites. The swans here. The lovely light in this picture from Naya was really beautiful.
And the perspective is nice as well. And she's got low. It's almost like you're on the
water
flood.
With them. Absolutely. So it's like a spring high tide and the reflection's really nice. Jack's not feeling that one. Scared of swans?
Yep.
Scared of swans. Fair enough. They break their arm, apparently. But yes, absolutely. So that, well done, Naya. That's a joint third with our very own Kate and the Hebe flower. And then there's another one. Oh, the daisies. Oh, yeah, this one's lovely. It's a really nice picture. I like how this one, you've got the light almost coming from behind so you can see... every tiny bit of this daisy.
Yeah.
It's really nice. So that's another picture from Eniola. Let's turn this around for you guys to see. I should put it on the board, shouldn't I? You know, a little projection.
Ooh, daisy.
Yeah, daisy indeed. So it's just a little bit more detail than Kate's, I think, there, in terms of the daisy. But yours are all closed as well, so it's like the day had ended, whereas hers is just opening up at the start of the day. And I just like how that, there's a nice focus on that one. You can see some of the pollen in here. And then finally, our final third place, because there were so many of you that did so well. Oh no, that was it. And then the last one was Kate. So well done, Kate. Loving your work. So those in second and third will also get their house points. They just lose out on splashing the cash with the Amazon voucher. Such a shame, but well done. So we're really impressed. And I hope we'll do another one again soon, I think. So we need to think about topic for another one.
That would be good, yeah.
Mm. What do we think would be a good topic for a photography competition?
Maths.
Maths. What, like maths out in the world? It's actually not, you're not, I think, again, I'd go, right, I'd take a picture of, like, of a sunflower in the Fibonacci spiral you get in a sunflower. See, you're not as, you know, daft as you think you are sometimes, Jack. You think so, yeah.
Sometimes.
What do we think? What would be a good photography topic that we could launch to the team? Because this has been quite a popular competition. This is the sound of the podcast thinking. Ding, ding. Oh, it's tough, isn't it? Kate, as one of our finalists, surely you should have an idea.
Think about what you can win at.
So for those of us who didn't quite catch the whisper, think about what you can win at. Brilliant. Thank you.
Well, since we live by the sea, probably like coastal things.
Yeah, so okay. Yeah, nice. Capturing the coast.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. I like that idea. What do we think? Would that work? Does that give us enough scope?
I think so, yeah.
What sort of ideas can people think about playing around with it? So if we do this as a summer competition, capturing the coast.
I would say practice some long exposure. You can do that on your phone. You can get some amazing pictures, coastal pictures using long exposure.
So for those of us who are novice photographers, what does long exposure do?
You
to the
lower the shutter speed. The shutter speed is the speed in which the
the lens closes, isn't it?
Yeah.
The iris.
So for example, bird in flight, you would up your shutter speed. Whereas slowing it down, it takes longer to take a photo. So like you'll be able to see the movement in the water,
sure,
and the clouds, and it looks amazing.
Yeah, it gives a lot of atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When you lower the shutter speed, is it nice to shoot? I'm going to get really technical now. Shoot in high dynamic range as well, because then you get a real contrast in the colours.
Oh God. with something like that, it depends. It really depends.
Time of day type thing.
Yeah. If you're shooting during the day, you'd need, like on my camera, you'd need like a filter.
Sure.
Because it would be too bright, because you're letting so much light in the camera over a long period of time. So
cool.
But it would be easier on a camera, on a phone camera, I think.
Okay.
Nice. I'm not sure.
So
looking very confused.
Right now. So yeah,
it's something to research.
Yeah, definitely something to look at. Look at the effects. Look at the effects you can get from filters. Because we're not saying no filters. We're saying, you know, if you want to use a filter, we had a couple that came through. I know your favourite, I think, when we had these was this one, wasn't it, from Olivia Barber in Moncton?
Yeah.
This was beautiful. This picture, I think, it's really clever. So Olivia Barber took a picture through leaves and through blossom of basically the light the other side of it, which is really clever. Let me just show this around. And I was very surprised this one didn't get higher up, actually.
Hmm.
This is a beautiful picture.
I really like the pastel colours.
It's possibly because it wasn't a real plant.
Okay.
That possibly pulled her down the marks, actually, because it's lovely. Mm-hmm. It's a really lovely image, really well composed, I thought.
I think
and
so,
actually,
yeah.
That's, so thinking about how you use light, how you actually set up the whole image would be a really good idea. So capturing the coast. From our very own finalist, Kate. Great idea. Brilliant stuff. Has anyone else got anything they'd like to share this week? As our final week, is there anything else you wanted to say? The final words from Team Podcast 24. They normally have so much to say, they've been very weirdly quiet.
Yesterday was the polling day.
Oh yes, yesterday at the polls, absolutely. Hope everyone went out and voted. Did everyone follow Dogs That Vote on Twitter or Threads or wherever you get your socials? Every year, everyone takes their dogs to the polling stations. It's really cool.
I saw a cat on BBC.
Oh, nice. Someone had taken their cat this year. No, you know, cats have feelings too. Anything else anyone wants to share? Nice. We had the polls this week. I'd forgotten about that, weirdly.
Anybody got anything planned for dinner?
Oh, Jack's brought it back to food.
I don't know. I'm going away for the weekend.
Ooh,
up
nice
to Lincolnshire,
weekend.
So
absolutely.
I don't know what I'm getting fed.
Oh, it's a 3-day weekend, everybody. Yeah, you did. Because you've been so good. Bank holiday Monday next week.
Oh, sweet.
Lovely. Yeah, that's my final gift to you. A hot chocolate Friday and a bank holiday weekend. Nice. Anything else, guys, want to share? Are we happy with our final Buzz episode?
What's your favourite Disney film?
What's my favourite Disney film?
Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
Are we counting Pixar?
Yeah, can we count Pixar? Because they are. It's fine, probably Finding Nemo, I think. I go Finding Nemo. What are you, Alison?
Oh, The Little Mermaid.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, I loved it growing up.
Live action or the old
the
school?
The old
okay,
school.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Probably Toy Story 2.
Okay.
Definitely 2. Yeah.
Not the classic. Okay, Charlotte?
Maybe Tangled.
Okay, all right, fair play.
Either Inside Out or Zootopia.
Oh, Inside Out is beautiful. You know, you're so right. Zootopia's okay. But Inside Out is class.
Just the 2000s child mess.
Yeah, fair play.
No, because Zootopia is my favourite.
Okay, so we're going for Zootopia again. And Jack, yeah. You posed the question. What is yours?
Tangled.
All right, fair play. That's why you got so very excited when Charlotte said it. And on that quite cryptic and very random note, this is us saying goodbye for this week and this team saying goodbye so they can go off and do their exams and be fabulous somewhere else. So you're actually going to have to not wave and not say anything this, guys, because it's the last time we get to do it. So say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to Bay House Buzz.